Welcome to the Secret Sauce of Outsourcing podcast that's dedicated to making you better at outsourcing. This is episode 320, Give Part of a Task to an OFS. So one of the concerns I get regularly from people is, I don't have enough work to keep someone busy, or I'm not organized enough yet to hire someone, or I don't need someone full-time, I just need someone part-time. They're all the same concern. You don't think you're ready for this. And part of that, then people want to know, well, what should I have them do for me? And really, I have no idea what you do in your business on a day-to-day basis. I mean, you talk with clients, you deal with computers, you think about and create marketing material, you sell. You deal with software or email or employees or R&D or invoices or accounting or inventory or bookkeeping, taxes, all of it. I have no idea what your business requires, but I'm guessing it is some portion of each of those things. So for my business, I have OFS involved with every single thing that I listed just now. And that's really the magic of when you learn to hire OFS correctly. For some of the things that I just talked about, OFS do 100% of the work. I don't touch anything. I don't even know what's going on. People in the Philippines are doing that piece for me and they're good at it. And if they're not the best at it, they're still good at it and getting it done, which to me, getting it done is more important than getting it done perfectly. For some of those other things, they do most of the work and I'm involved in the process. Maybe I manage the process or maybe I do a tiny bit of the work. For a few of the things that I mentioned, I'm the one responsible. They just help me out. I'll give you an example of that, which let's talk about this recording that you're listening to, whether you're listening to it on, you're watching this on YouTube, you're listening to it as a podcast, or maybe you're reading this as a newsletter. So all of that comes from a combination of me and them with them helping me. The ideas often come from them. Not always, because oftentimes I know problems that we should be talking about, but sometimes or often they come to me with the problems that we should be talking about and describing and solving to people. Then they write a newsletter. Then I edit it to make sure that it's appropriate and that it's coming from my voice. Then they schedule it. I record the video podcast. So to do that, I open up what they wrote and what I've edited, and then I sit in front of a camera, like what you're looking at, and talk into a microphone. And that's the end of the process for me. So they're doing some of it, I'm doing some of it. From there, the files get uploaded to a Google Drive folder. They get edited by audio video editor who does a really great job with it. Blog posts get made both on onlinejobs.ph or on johnjonas.com, depending on what it is. Audios get published into the podcast. Videos get uploaded to YouTube. Descriptions get written for them. Links on the blog posts happen to the podcast and to the YouTube. YouTube videos get inserted into blog posts. Social media posts get made promoting these things. There's a whole bunch of stuff that happens that I don't do in this process, but I'm still involved a little bit in it because it's me. And that's what having online Filipino specialists has done for my business. They make running my business easier. They make my business more successful by allowing me to just do more with my little bit of effort. They've made running my business fun because I can do the things that I want to do. They've given me time to do whatever I need. Now, just so you know, I didn't come to this overnight. I didn't get to this point where I had content writers and YouTube people and designers and editors. I didn't come to all of that overnight. I've been working with OFS since 2005. I did this one person at a time. And so for you, the process of getting to where I am, to actually living the 4-hour work week, is to start with one task. And I talked about this in my last episode. Hire someone to do one task to get that thing off of your plate. If you've never done this, now's a great time to take a chance. Find one thing you feel like you could teach someone and hire someone to do that one thing. If you're still not convinced or you're still a little bit unsure, go look at ofstasks.com, where you'll get 220 tasks that other business owners, it's actually categorized by industry. So agency owners or insurance agents or e-commerce owners or people selling on Amazon or affiliate marketers, people in all these industries telling you, here's what my OFS do for me. Here are the tasks that they do. So if you're not sure of what you would have someone do for you, check out ofstasks.com. If you're not sure that someone could do that thing that you want to do, check out ofstasks.com and see if someone else is having an OFS do that task for them? My guess is they are. And recognizing all of this, you don't have to let go of everything. They don't have to do everything for every part of every process. You can do some of it. You can give them some of it. Make it easier for you. Just give part of a task to an OFS.